This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Reverend Howard Gray, S.J. Reverend Gray is a nationally recognized expert on Ignatian spirituality and serves as special assistant to the president at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Father Gray was provincial for the Detroit province from 1983 to 1989 and executive director of the Detroit Province Spirituality Team from 1991 to 1995. He was an associate professor of spiritual theology at Weston School of Theology from 1977 to 83, and he served as dean and as an adjunct professor in spiritual theology at the Jesuit School of Theology in Berkeley, California. He also has taught at Fordham and John Carroll Universities, Loyola University of New Orleans, and the University of Detroit Mercy. Father Gray's publications include An Experience in Ignatian Government, Studies in the Spirituality of the Jesuits, and numerous articles. He earned a bachelor's degree in English and Classics, a licentiate in Philosophy, and a licentiate in Sacred Theology from Loyola University in Chicago, and a doctorate in English from the University of Wisconsin.
Topic 1 of Stories from God, Jonah and Divine Wit. Now, in these conversations, I am going to discuss the role of story in the life of the Spirit. I'll be using stories from Scripture, both from the Old and the New Testaments. My interest in the relationship between narrative, storytelling, and spirituality or life of the Spirit began out of my own discovery of how important it is in prayer, preaching, and spiritual direction to help people hear the scriptural story, whether from the Old or the New Testament, as a story. For much of my younger Catholic life, I listened to people detach meaning from context and not appreciate that the meaning was the context, not just some part of the context. This ripping meaning from context reminds me of a poem by Billy Collins. And this is the poem. I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide, or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a poem and watch him probe his way out, or walk inside the poem's room and feel the walls for a light switch. I want them to water ski across the surface of a poem, waving at the author's name on the shore. But all they want to do is to tie the poem to a chair with rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose to find out what it really means. Let me use a familiar scriptural example, the parable narrated by Jesus in the 10th chapter of Luke's Gospel, that of the Good Samaritan. Often I've heard preachers or retreat directors move quickly from the story to the moral or the point that they want to make, pushing the narrative to one side in order to make that point. But when you linger over a story that Jesus tells, when you slow down to listen, you begin to note that the revelation emerges from the details. For example, I have prayed over, taught, and preached about the Good Samaritan for many years. But I never really noted the phrase describing the Samaritan's care for the stranger, left half dead and on the road. That is, he bandaged his wounds. Verse 34.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?